declassified by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence yesterday and released publicly just moments ago, is an exchange of emails initiated by Michael S. Rogers, the four-star admiral, now retired, who headed the National Security Agency in the second Obama term. Rogers wrote to his boss, then Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, in late December of 2016, to say that he, the admiral, had just returned from overseas travel and had received an update on, quote, our efforts to produce a joint product related to Russian attribution and intent for the DNC DCCC hacks. I know that this activity is on a fast track, Rogers wrote, to put together a product that can be provided to the president. I asked my team if they'd had sufficient access to the underlying intelligence and sufficient time to review that intelligence. On both points, Rogers said, my team raised concerns. My folks aren't fully comfortable saying they've had enough time to review all of the intelligence to be absolutely confident in their assessments, he wrote. I'm not saying that we disagree substantively, but I do want to make sure that when we are asked in the future whether we can absolutely stand behind the paper, that we don't have any reason to hesitate because of the process. If the intent is to create an integrated product, Rogers said, that is CIA, FBI, NSA jointly authored, that we can all defend, we need a process that allows us all to be comfortable. And I'm concerned we are not there yet. If NSA is intended to be a co-author of this product, Rogers said also, I personally expect to see even the most sensitive evidence related to the conclusion. If your intent is to create a CIA-only or CIA-FBI-authored product, then Rogers concluded, I will stand down on these concerns.